Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan officials say they have repulsed a major Taliban assault on the provincial capital of central Uruzgan province. They say a house-to-house search has been launched to clear Taran Khat of any remaining insurgents. Local officials say Taliban insurgents fought their way into the city Thursday morning, triggering a battle with Afghan security forces. State media say Turkish authorities Thursday issued arrest warrants for 6 generals and several other military officials, as well as 16 businessmen, in connection with the failed July coup. Turkey claims they all had connections to the U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, who the Turkish government says initiated the coup attempt. The government claims all those given warrants are part of what it calls the Gulenist terrorist organization. Gulen has denied any involvement in the coup attempt. Kurdish officials say 6 Syrian Kurdish fighters were killed and a dozen were wounded as Turkish artillery fired across the border Thursday into Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says some of those wounded in the attack on the town of Afrin were civilians. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva Friday. He will try again to arrange a ceasefire in Syria. The State Department says the talks will focus on reducing violence, expanding humanitarian assistance for the Syrian people, and moving toward a political solution needed to end the civil war. Kerry and Lavrov have met several times over the past 2 weeks in Geneva and at the G20 summit in China, but failed to finalize an agreement on a cessation of hostilities in Syria. This is VOA News. A survey published Thursday shows a majority of American voters support the Trans-Pacific Partnership and similar free trade agreements. The survey was done by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. Its release comes at a time when both major U.S. presidential candidates are critical of free trade agreements. Speaking to reporters in New York, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton Thursday called for the United States to make it a top priority to hunt down Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
But I believe it will send a resounding message that nobody directs or inspires attacks against the United States and gets away with it.
The former Secretary of State criticized her opponent, Republican Donald Trump, for his performance late Wednesday during a forum at which the two candidates answered questions about defense and national security. And from Laos, U.S. President Barack Obama also denounced Trump as unfit to be the American commander-in-chief. The president was critical of comments made by Trump that Russia's President Vladimir Putin has been more of a leader than Mr. Obama. President Obama says an insulting comment by Philippine leader Rodrigo Duterte will not have a negative impact on U.S. relations with the people of the Philippines.
I don't take these comments personally because it seems as if this is a phrase he's used repeatedly, including directed at the Pope and others. And so I think it seems to be just a habit, a way of speaking for him.
He said they shook hands at an Association of Southeast Asian Nations dinner Wednesday. Former United Nations Chief Kofi Annan assured residents of Myanmar he is not in the country to police human rights violations.
And I hope our recommendations will be helpful as we intend to. And the mandate is for us to make recommendations that will help reduce tensions, support development in Rakhine State.
Annan was met by hundreds of jeering protesters when he arrived in Myanmar's western Rakhine State earlier this week. A joint study by the World Bank and the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation published Thursday says air pollution has emerged as the deadliest form of pollution. Uda Shi Narayan is a World Bank senior environmental economist.
The main motivation for this report was really to highlight the challenge of air pollution, how widespread it is, and also to make a clear sort of economic case for countries to act.
The report says air pollution caused 5.5 million premature deaths in 2013. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.